Hey, so, I guess somebody built a time machine. If I had a time machine, I think I'd try to have sex with Louise Brooks. God, that makes me sound like every answer that I give makes me sound like so much more of a pervert than I am. But I've had a crush on her since I was really young. Like, she was my first serious, like, when I was a really little girl, I had a crush on, like, Winona Ryder from movies that my mom watched. And stuff. But my first, like, huge crush was on this actress from the silent film era. Her name was Louise Brooks. You can Google her. And she was just this incredibly interesting person to me at that time. She was beautiful and smart and interesting and talented, and like she was in movies. One of the more famous ones she was in, Pandora's Box, you can still like see today. She spoke a bunch of different languages. She wrote this book that like her book is actually like the most likely thing for you to run across. Like, not very many people have seen Pandora's Box, or a lot of the people who've seen it are like, yeah, that wasn't really. But a lot of people really like the book that she wrote, which was about Hollywood at the time and different things about like the history and what was happening as things kind of changed from one type of Hollywood to the other, and kind of like the 20s as well, like the time period and how things were changing in the 20s and 30s. Like, there was some stuff in there about how, you know, we don't have Lillian Gish anymore, like this adorable pure snowflake as our ideal. We have people like Clara Bow, and then we go to like Greta Garbo, and Greta Garbo is like this terrifying, like femme fatale sort of person, and that's what's popular now. And I don't know. It was interesting. But like, film students still read that book. Like, I've seen it many times on like the shelf of people who are interested in making movies. So that's like, it's fairly common. They have it at my local library. Even though I live in the boonies, has this great cover too, like this weird, like oddly colored in portrait and stuff, and all these pictures. There's stuff in there about how people in Hollywood would try to change their accents and how that worked, and all these other different things. It was, I don't, this is like, I have no idea why my first like serious crush and like my first ever celebrity crush on a famous person was on like a celebrity who died before I was born. But I don't know, I'm still a sucker for girls with that haircut, like just in general, girls with like the little bobs and similar haircuts and the dark hair. But I think that having a time machine would ultimately destabilize like everything ever, and probably like you'd end up with like, 'cause think about it, once you have a time machine, the minute you leak that to anybody, like everybody finds out, you know. Everybody has always had access to the time machine the minute that anybody finds out that there's a time machine. Like, it can't be stopped at that point. And then once you've got that, you know, people are gonna like kill random time travelers and steal a time machine and come forward in time, and people are gonna like go back in time and try to like sell hot dogs at famous historical events, and like you're gonna have those like militia people going back to like live on the American frontier, and somebody's gonna try to sell like hemophilia medication to Tsar Nicholas II, and like everything is just gonna be fucked. So, it's probably not worth me trying to have sex with one attractive film starlet who might not have even liked girls. Adamantly denied that she liked girls, but there were consistent rumors that she did. So, probably not worth it. Just be happy with what you have. Don't try to meddle with time and space.